During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author most recently of Noble Cause. We go to Beijing. Underway right now are preparations, final hours of preparations before a military parade to be the centerpiece of a telling of the new global order by Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. The Financial Times features this with a big headline that's meant to challenge the assumptions that the U.S. is in charge of the world order. Xi hosts, quote, old friend Putin and Kim Jong-un ahead of military parade in challenge to the West. Photographs of Mr. Xi and Mr. Putin shaking hands in front of their joint flags. Much ceremony, a lot of nodding, flowers in all directions. But the parade first and then the New World Order. Gregory, a very good evening to you. As I understand it, this parade is said to cost $5 billion. It's going to demonstrate that the victory over the Imperial Japanese Army and Navy in 1941 to 1945 was entirely by the Chinese Communist Party under Mao Zedong, entirely. No mentions of the Americans, no mention of the Brits, no mention of the Commonwealth, Australians, certainly no mention of the Nationalists or Chiang Kai-shek, entirely by the Chinese Communist Party. It's a breathtaking fiction. It reminds me immediately of Orwell's jest of how history would be written when it was inconvenient to throw it away and write a new history in the newspaper headlines. The dare here is of a scale that I have no conclusion. Why are they doing this, Gregory? It's laughable on the face of it. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it's laughable in many respects, but it's critical to the Communist Party of China at this particular time because its credibility is collapsing so rapidly, largely brought about by Xi Jinping, who the Communist Party is trying to remove. But they have to show continuity. They have to show strength. They need to overcome and divert from the unhappiness of the population, because now riots and protests are on a massive scale in so many cities, literally every day of the week throughout mainland China. And they're all anti-CCP and anti-Xi in nature. They also have to have a great degree of theater about them, simply because there is no real story to tell. The fiction, if you like, of this vast military parade, which they couldn't avoid holding. This is an anticipated event, just like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, which was held in the last couple of days in Tianjin. These are events they couldn't avoid, so they have to make the most of them and make more theater out of them without being locked into anything of any substance whatsoever. What we saw with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit was the discussion of vague general terms about solidarity and improving world peace under Chinese communist leadership and the like, but nothing really of substance. They talked about committing rather small amounts of money in the low billions and hundreds of millions of dollar equivalents. And this really doesn't get you anywhere. And particularly, and it shows the weakness, if you like, of the Chinese mainland economy. But what this parade shows is good and bad from the Chinese or the PRC perspective, what it shows is that there is no, as of a few hours ago, there was no grand marshal announced for this parade. Now, these parades have been a regular feature of Beijing celebrations over the years, and always well in advance, a grand marshal is announced, and it's generally the general in charge of the Beijing military district or some other senior military official. This time, there is no senior military official available to host it, no official of sufficient rank and prestige. So what this is already showing is that the senior leadership of the People's Liberation Army, which is holding the parade, is gone. They're a disrupted force. Yes, there'll be the usual precision marching and rolling out of equipment, and there will be some new technology shown, or what is purported to be new technology will be shown. And the reality is that we've been seeing the mixed performance of Chinese military technology over the recent year or two. The recent India-Pakistan aerial warfare, which took place literally a couple of months ago, showed that medium-range air-to-air missiles from the mainland China factories, which reached the Pakistan Air Force a day or two before the conflict, performed exceptionally well. The People's Liberation Air Force reconnaissance and command and control aircraft, which supported the Pakistan Air Force and its own indigenous systems during that conflict, was also performing very well. But my Pakistani sources, very, very senior military sources in Pakistan, say that overall they are incredibly unhappy with the performance of Chinese military technology. And they basically came up with the solutions and the training and so on to defeat the Indian Air Force on their own, not as a result of their Chinese partnership. But what they did do the day before the conflict erupted with India was to stop using all U.S.-provided technology in the way of communications. So they were well aware of the reality that that comms were being monitored and so on. So you've got this PLA military, which is showing this crisp and precise robotic marching techniques for the parades, but it doesn't show them in any great light because we know that behind this is a broken structure. Secondly, they're trying once again to claim victory over Japan, and therefore taking a position as victors in World War II against Japan. Now, the reality is that the communist troops, the People's Liberation Army and Mao Zedong, had nothing to do with that literally at all. They were basically using the fact that Japan was fighting a pitched war against the nationalist Chinese under the Kuomintang, under General Chiang Kai-shek. And the communists took advantage of that to attack and degrade the nationalist forces, literally acting as an ally and not an adversary of the Japanese forces. So for them to claim that they were responsible for victory over Japan is ludicrous. Secondly, of course, they could not accept that there was any other involvement in defeating not only Japan, but ending World War II, such as the United States and its allies from Australia upwards, which provided the springboard for the northward push against the Japanese forces in World War II. All of this happened along with the nationalist forces under Chiang Kai-shek. All of this happened totally independently of the Chinese communists. So this is a myth which I think even will be pierced within Japan, within mainland China in the near future anyway. There's too many people who question anything that's coming out of the Communist Party headquarters. So even though the CCP and the PLA have been busy trying to bolster their image, the more they expound on it, the less that they're believed within mainland China, and the riots and protests against the Communist Party continue.
I note that Putin will be in the stands along with other dignitaries. He represents a nation and a people that did fight the war and that were responsible for defeating the aggressors in 1939 to 1945. And yet he's standing there as if the truth is being rolled out beneath him. So are another world leaders attending the parade. And the puzzle here is everybody knows they're lying. Everybody in China knows who fought the war and who died. Everybody in China knows that they depended upon American aid immediately afterwards. They all know this. Is this routine then, Gregory, living under a dictatorship, that you go along with the fiction, even though you know it's a fiction? You doublethink?
This is, Orwellian, but it's also political correctness, which we see all over the world, and particularly in the United States. People go along with the mainstream narrative because to do otherwise would be to jeopardize your friendships, possibly your employment, and therefore your ability to put food on the table for your family. So you go along with this, you keep quiet about it until the tide turns. And unfortunately, the United States has itself to blame in many respects for this growing communist Chinese myth of how it performed against Japan and so on, largely because the United States in 1947 to 1949 literally abandoned the nationalist Chinese. Yes. Because since the 1920s, the U.S. had had a policy of guaranteeing the territorial integrity of China. This was largely done to stop the Japanese incursions into Manchuria before World War II. But the reality is that this romantic fixation of the integrity, the territorial integrity of China is something which occurs within the State Department, and it occurred to a degree within the Foreign Office in Britain as well, that somehow the U.S. and the West must guarantee this ancient country its traditional space. Well, the reality is that there's been no permanent set of borders for the People's Republic of China, no separate identifiable size for it or population for it or cohesiveness for it. But yet this has been something which has been an idée fixée among the romantic diplomats of the United States and Britain, when really the West should have been asking, what's in it for us? Should we, like the Republic of China on Taiwan, have said, okay, our motto is back to the mainland, no matter how long it takes? And we see that despite the lack of genuine U.S. support for Taiwan, the Taiwanese, the Republic of China, under the nationalists originally, the KMT, are there still surviving, prospering, flourishing to a greater degree than most countries in the world, and they are ready to play a role, if you like, in reinstating their influence on the mainland in the years to come.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization present was the most populous state on Earth. India, why? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters.
On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.